learn from it. And it cost them dearly. I didn't want to see that, Pastor. And I'm not trying to tear anybody down, but people make these kind of decisions, and it cost them dearly. I didn't want to see that, Pastor. Do all that work and make all that progress, and then it all falls apart, which it did. And hopefully he learned from it. But sometimes that'll happen and you never learn from it. You produce the same result all over again. And I noticed this pattern happen so many times in so many ways. And it's a heartbreak to know about it. That's all. I mean, it's just a heartbreak to see people going forward, then all of a sudden it all goes south. But a healthy church, people grow, and then and people become strong in the Lord, and then they go off and start ministries. That's what a healthy church does. But the Lord told me something else. Every time people follow him, and when it, for everybody that leaves and start a ministry, they become fruitful, and then when they multiply out, God sent them off, and they go start another ministry. The Lord's going to send two more to take that place. Now, he told me that word years ago. And as we follow God, you're going to see the results of following God. And the problem is most people haven't seen the results of perfectly following God. They've seen the results of God's permissive will more than they have God's perfect will. And I love following God. That's the message that he came to me with. It's a blessing how I learned about it. And I was at the right church at the right time, and things happened for me to learn this. But it started with Mom Powell. I saw how she was so devoted to God. That became my pattern. And when I study the Word of God, I see God telling people to do things, then they go do something else. And it never works out. But a lady, she read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 every Sunday for years. And that word got in my heart. It got in my heart with the intent to perform it, to do it. And I'm going to be honest. I totally trusted the Lord with what he gave me to do ministry-wise. But in business, I did it my way. And it was, and that helped me understand what the pastors were going through. It took a long time, it took decades for me to get to the point where I would trust God with my business. It took me 15 years to get to the point where I would trust God with my business, like I should. And I was struggling. I was having a hard time. And I started crying out, but I didn't know to get rid of what was in my heart. I had to learn that first, and that took years. Then I started yielding my decisions to God more and more. I knew to do it in ministry. That's the only way I would do ministry, because I felt like ministry is holy, and I need to do exactly what God say. And I wouldn't rest until I do it God's way. And it was because of everything else that happened. But in business, I did what I thought would work. And I understand how it feels to trust somebody with something, and you don't know the best way to do it from, you know, of your own self. And it took a lot of work, a lot of toil and pain, and I finally started listening to it, and it started working. But when we follow God, it's going to be over the top, better than what we could ever imagine. And I thank God for that. Oh, I went over. Well, I'm out of time, but the Lord's not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. These files only hold 30 minutes. I'm in 35, 34. Till next time, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.